In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
On this episode of Crown Jewels,
the Invictus Games are in full swing, and Harry is shining.
Apparently, Harry and Meghan are the most talked about couple on TikTok, but unfortunately, it's not all well wishes.
And something is afoot with Wills and Kate. Why are they partying like it's 1999? We are back with another episode of Crown Jewels, the elite podcast for the royally obsessed, presented by Betches Media. I'm Lex Nico.
And I'm Samantha Bush. And me and my boot are here to talk to you because I did something today that I didn't think I would do. And that is listening to Bethany Frankel's podcast.
Okay. Waking up to that, I haven't listened. What are your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts are that nuance does not belong on the internet. And people don't understand that it exists and that Raquel can take accountability and responsibility for her actions, but she can also speak on the fact that, like, she's a human being and, like, she got caught up in something. And, like, I mean, the girl has been in therapy at this facility for, like, 4 months. Mm-hmm. Like, they told her to leave at some point and she was like, I need to do more work. And, like, I just think that that isn't being, like, recognized as much for some reason. Whereas Tom did a Howie Mandel interview like 3 weeks later, it's like she could have like really leaned into the villain of it all. But instead she was like, I'm going to do more work because yes. This is what did I do?
Like, here's the thing that confuses me, and I haven't listened to it, but obviously I've seen some of the discourse on Twitter, and people said that Bethany opened the podcast being like, I didn't watch your show at all. I don't know mm-hmm. anything about it. And I brought you mm-hmm. on here because, like, I want you to unionize with me, kind of. Like,
she definitely said, like, I was never, like, a Vanderpump Rules fan. But, like, obviously, like, the Scandoval took over, like, the world. So yes. It caught my attention. And she's like, but from what I know is, like, everyone on this show has done what you've done. But, like, you obviously took it to another level by having, like, a 7-month-long affair, blah, blah, blah. Like, and I saw this tweet today, Lewis Staples, he's a writer, but mm-hmm. he nailed it perfectly with Bethany's whole, like, reality reckoning. You know how she's, like, doing thing right now? Right.
Oh, yeah.
He summed it up perfect, and he was like, she's more so upset with, like, just reality television as, like, a premise. Because, like, she can't really give any examples where it's, like, she's been, like, openly, like, exploited. Mm-hmm. And, like, her logic and, like, what – and, like, her target doesn't seem to be, like – it's just missing for me. But, like, I appreciated that Raquel got to, like, say her side of the story because I don't think she really has been able to say anything.
Okay. I have two thoughts, and obviously I haven't listened to anything, so take that with a grain of salt.
We're just going on vibes.
Number one, on the Bethany front, like – mm-hmm. I don't know why this shit bothers me where it's like, Bethany, you would have never had Skinny Girl. Like, mm-hmm. you didn't have a problem with mm-hmm. reality TV until, like, they didn't want you anymore. You know what I mean?
And then until your shows flopped over yes. and over and yes. over again.
And now mm-hmm. you have a problem with reality TV. So I'm going to put that on the back burner.
I feel the same way.
Okay.
By the way.
Like, also, if you haven't seen it, I'll post it in my stories. Spencer and Heidi being like, we'll do anything.
I'm obsessed.
They made this, like, video. It was so funny. So I loved that as, like, mm-hmm. you know, a juxtaposition. But here's the second thing. What bothered me with Bethany doing this, and again, I'm going off of, like, her being like, I didn't watch the show and da-da-da, is, like, it seems like it's another person, like a Tom Sandoval, like, taking advantage of Raquel. And, like, I know Raquel is a big girl, and I know she makes her choices, and she's an active participant. I get that. Mm-hmm. But it just feels like it's another person taking advantage of the situation,
like, capitalizing off of her
for their own benefit. In the same way, like, Tom was like, I'm breaking up with my girlfriend, da 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 da, like, so yeah. on and so forth. Like, I just feel like Bethany doesn't have a leg to stand on because she's being a user.
Yeah, Bethany is just a user in like her nature. But the thing that I thought was interesting is like Raquel reached out to Bethany.
Oh, interesting.
Because she's been seeing everything Bethany has been like saying online about like reality television, exploitation, blah, 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 not being paid, compensated, whatever. Yeah, so she reached out. But it's an interesting listen. I'm more excited for part two because part one was just kind of like playing catch up. Something really disgusting that I don't think we discuss enough is that he had recorded, screen recorded her like masturbating, like without her knowledge.
Yeah. And that's what Ariana found on his phone, right?
Right.
Like, I don't understand why we're not talking about that more.
I don't know why we're not talking about Tom more. Like, Tom's filming with them.
Yeah.
Like, fully filming. Him and Ariana were walking almost next to each other last night in a video I saw. Lala hugged him at some point on the beach last week. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah. It's really weird how, again, it's weird. This is just, like, such classic example of how we are as a society and quote unquote patriarchy, not to get all Taylor Swift and feminist, but like, it's just like, obviously Raquel, Rachel, whatever she's going by now, sorry, is like the one feeling the effects of this. And that's because people feel validated because they celebrated and like lifted up Ariana. So they feel like it's balanced. And then everyone's just like not even thinking about Tom when really Tom is like, you know,
the root biggest of the problem root of it all
together. Right. So
whatever. He sucks.
Anyway, I was just going to ask if you rewatched Red, White and Royal Blue because it came out on Friday and now people have seen it. And like the internet is raving about it.
Raving.
Whether they are hate watching it and then falling in love with it. People are like, I didn't want to like this and I fucking love it. And I was like, told you.
I know.
It's so good.
I love seeing people love it. And even if they don't like love it, I love seeing them talk about it. It's kind of how people talked about in Just Like That season one. Yeah. Like they didn't love what was happening, but they were talking about Chidiya's, you know? So I'm just happy people are watching it. I'm happy that like the mid-budget like rom-coms are like coming back, or at least they're trying.
And you know that Prince Henry is going to be, did you ever read the book, The Idea of You?
No.
The Harry Styles like fanfic smut. Oh my God, I have to send you this link. Are you a reader? Like, do you like
easy? There's Harry Styles fanfic?
So there's this book called The Idea of You. And it truly was like, I believe it like started on like Wattpad. And so anyway, it turned into like a full book about this older woman, like a MILF. She has an affair with like this star of a boy band a la Harry Styles character.
And Olivia like Wilde.
True fanfic. This is way, way, way before Olivia Wilde.
Oh, this is before. Okay.
And so now they're turning it into a movie starring Anne Hathaway and Nicholas Galdensi. I can't say his last name. I'm so sorry.
The guy.
The gentleman that played Prince
Henry. Yeah, Prince Henry.
And Anne Hathaway. And they're done filming. I'm so excited. I don't know. With like all the strikes, when it's going to come out. But like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God. Anne Hathaway's in this new movie too coming out. I can't remember the name of it, but it's with Jessica Chastain and it just looks so good.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like a thriller.
Oh, okay.
It's like a mental like thriller.
Love those. Love those.
I do too.
Little hot topics off the top. You know, what's coming down the pipeline movie-wise, book-wise. Now I know what to get you for your birthday.
Your birthday's coming up.
I know.
What am I going to get you? You've read everything.
I know. Honestly.
I'll think of something.
Get me like an hour in silence, not on my phone. Take my phone away for an hour.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Well, Sam, do you want to start us off with some royal subjects for our royal subjects?
I would love to.
Great.
So, according to a new research from the Hootsuite on behalf of Newsweek, they need a new name. Hootsuite is just not working for me.
Very legitimate source.
Yes, so legit. It is said that they're the most discussed couple on TikTok, but the negative conversation that surrounds them is like, it surpasses the positive.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm not surprised. And I know. So I obviously talk about Harry and Meghan, a lot of Meghan talk on my TikTok. And I quickly like went in and looked at some comments that people have left on mine. And I'm like, this tracks. So yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah. Like this research was taken over 30 days. They said Harry had the most posts about him overall, which makes sense because he wrote the book Spare with 140,000 posts.
That's crazy.
That's 30 days and 13 billion views, followed by Meghan at 115,000, 11 billion views. And then to compare, William had 79,000 posts and 11 billion, and Kate had 65,000 posts. So, like, we're almost, like, doubling our odds here between Will's and Has.
Well, if William wrote a book called Air, totally. I'm sure it would be different. But so I wanted to talk to you about this TikTok I saw yesterday.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of the creator. I'll remember probably later. I'll find it and I'll post it to Instagram. But she's someone who's like really good at analyzing paparazzi photos and people, and like she's kind of gives like an insider scoop on like, is it staged? Is it not staged? And like gives all of the reasonings like why it is or it isn't. So Meghan Markle had some new photos come out about her over the weekend where she was like in a really chic outfit. Like she had on like these like white jeans, this like beautiful kind of camel colored coat and this scarf, these Chanel flats that I've like had on my like wish list for eternity. I was so jealous. And like when I saw the photos, I was like, what is the weather in LA? Like it looks cold there. But it was just her outfit. Apparently, it was like rather warm. That's what people were saying. I don't know if that's true.
So it depends on the time of day because I did have some people. Obviously,
but for a scarf.
Yeah, like I live in California, but like it can be chilly in the morning. But like this outfit
this
is
like
January, February. Like it's, I wouldn't be wearing this coat.
But she might run cold, you know, I don't
sure
know.
This is like a wool coat.
Yeah, it's like she was, it was warm. It was toasty.
Yeah.
But so this girl's like detailing all of the reasons why she's like, this is a staged paparazzi shot because she's like, she's wearing head to toe designer. The framing in which the photos are taken, it's like she's right in the center of all of them. So there's like equal space on every side of her. And her sleeve is only rolled up on one arm and it's lifted in one photo showing like some stress reliever patch.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, you know, because like famously the Kardashians, like they're the ones that really started to get this ball rolling, like like in a public sense of people paying paparazzi to take their photos. Ever since like I want to say like 20, when were those paparazzi photos taken of Kim on the beach where like her butt looked? Do you know which ones I'm talking about? And she had like a complete meltdown over them.
No, my brain doesn't go past Khloé's unphotoshopped photo, which she looked amazing in. That's my point.
Oh, yeah. So in like 2015, I want to say.
Okay.
Maybe later. Honestly, I don't know what time is anymore. Kim was on the beach in Mexico and she was in a bikini and she was romping around. And these photos came out of her that the paparazzi took where her butt looked like not how we've seen it, I'll say. Mm-hmm. Like not smooth.
Oh, maybe like some cellulite, let's say.
Some cellulite, totally like you can tell. Oh, absolutely. Hello, take a picture of my ass. Are you kidding? looks like SpongeBob's flat little tush.
They love a little.
Yeah. They love a smoothing filter, which like who doesn't? But like it just looked like very like because at this point, I think she was heavily denying ever having a BBL. And it was just like this photo like just proved her wrong that yes. she has had one. Whatever. She was like on the Kardashians having a complete meltdown over these photos, like crying, like freaking out. So now she works, I believe they work with a company, Paparazzi, where like you will never see a photo like that of them again, ever.
Yeah. And don't they have like, I've seen this on TikTok as well. And whatever company they work with, like Photoshops their photos mm-hmm. for them before submitting yes. them to yes. press outlets.
Because if you see there's photos that certain paparazzi company, like different ones, have taken on the same day, same time of Kylie, for example, they're completely different photos.
Yeah.
Like one looks like hot model shot. The other one is like grainy. Like she looks not like how we've seen her before. It's mm-hmm. wild. Like people just need to be a little smarter about like their media literacy because like Glenn Powell, there was photos of him yesterday that were taken on the beach. And I'm like, this man called the paparazzi. Jeremy Allen White is calling
oh,
these
paparazzi. Yeah. Lists. Come on. If there's one takeaway from today's episode, I love this actor. But if you don't think he's not calling the paparazzi after the fucking gym, making out with his
where
new
he's
girlfriend.
Jacked.
Yeah.
And he's doing push-ups on the cement.
At the writer's strike. Come on, girl.
Oh my God. Come on. Please, please. Granted, hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Hot I mean, as fuck.
I'm not he's knocking so dirty, it. They're playing like, the game, but people always think that there are certain actors that are like above the game. And it's like, no fucking way. That's why when I saw these photos of Megan, I was like, oh, maybe she like did her pop walk early and that's why she's in the jacket because it was cold because she like
it was the morning.
You know, got it out of the way, did a little Ben uh-huh. Affleck on a de armas moment, just got it done and carried on.
That was such
day.
A fun era.
I know.
I love that era.
You know, but I do think that sticker, it's called Newcom, the like brainwave sticker, like I do agree a lot of people were like, oh, that's like, you know, not like a paid but like kind of paid sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that she had that sleeve rolled up, I have a friend who uses those, and she said a lot of professional athletes are starting to promote it. So I would not be surprised if they got, you know, over to Megan.
Does it work?
She actually didn't say if it works or not, which probably leads me to believe it doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like a placebo. Like, yeah. You just like, your mind tricks you into thinking that it's working.
It's a brainwave thing you listen to, and the sticker on her wrist is a biofeedback disc. Okay.
I don't know what any of that means.
Yeah. People are going to hate her or love her. Obviously, mm-hmm. no surprise that the majority of conversation on these posts on TikTok, just closing the loop here, is comparing Harry and Meghan to William and Kate. Again, no surprise. Mm-hmm. Comment sections are typically very heated. And like I said, I can absolutely speak to that. I've had a number of comments where people think that I am a plant for Archwell if I ever have a positive opinion.
A plant?
Yeah. Like, remember when we made the videos, or I made the videos talking about how Daily Mail came out being like, she doesn't do her own videos. And I was like, we talked about this like 6 months ago on the podcast.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Bitch, I wish.
Yeah. They said, look, you can defend her all you like, but the bottom line, they are lazy, talentless, and have nothing to offer now that they have exhausted trashing the royal family. And then what else?
Oh my God.
Meghan is a narcissist fraud. Glad the public is finally catching on. If you're over it, why continue? Girl, you're smart enough to see through her. I know you are. Look at the facts. Like the personal attacks on top of like, yeah, the like vitriol for this woman. Like, and that's not even like the people I've had to report on Twitter. And I know this
You've had to report?
Yes. So this is a whole different ball game with me being a biracial person and having any opinion. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which way the wind blows me.
Oh, my God.
People
I'm so
are
sorry.
Mentally ill to,
yeah.
to do that to somebody on the internet. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just, you know.
She's polarizing. She's like one of the most polarizing people who've like hasn't really done anything like
to warrant it. Except marry the Prince of England and be biracial.
Yeah, like I understand what they did was like a big deal, but like I mean, the way people hate her is crazy.
Yeah, because she's black. Like, we all know this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, let's be real.
Controversial take. Like, nobody's continuing to hate Kate for this long. Like, it's just, they left. Like, who cares about them? They're literally, I hate to say it, like, unless I, and we're going to talk about the Invictus Games trailer, and I'm so excited about it, but, like, they are experiencing, like, a potential flop era. So, like, why continue to hate on them? Like, they're doing it to themselves.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How lucky are we? We were supposed to record this yesterday. We had to move it to today for scheduling. And I'm so glad. It's so kismet because we got the Invictus Games trailer. And tell me your first thoughts because, like, I'm elated.
When I got the notification that the trailer dropped, I was, like, almost breathed, like, a sigh of relief. Like, I needed – because I felt myself – steering so negatively towards them. Like, I started to feel maybe what other people were feeling about them. And, like, I don't like being in that negative, like, space. You know, I think we can be critical of them, but I don't think, like, and I was, like, starting to be like, I fucking am sick of them. Like, I was, like, really starting to lean more into that. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, thank God. Like, this came at the perfect time. And so I pressed play and immediately got their chills.
I know.
Like, immediately, I was like, oh, I'm fucking in. Like, I am such a fucking loser. The way that these people can just, like, reel me back. Like,
I know.
Once I think I've gone out to sea, they pull me back in.
It's their superpower. Like, that is the thing, right? Like, this is what we talk about. Like, they have something. And to the point of this trailer, I feel like it's when they're doing things they are genuinely passionate about and they're not trying to do the things that, like, they think they're supposed to do to be taken seriously is when their true, like, energy comes through. Like, Harry is in his element in this trailer. The people that are speaking to camera and, like, the people they got to do this show, even in the minute and 45 seconds, I was, like, crying. I had full goosebumps. It looks really, really interesting.
It looks incredible. And I think so many people are going to watch it. I think so many people are going to, like, see the good that he really does do with this whole Invictus Games and, like, what he's really passionate about. And, you know, it's really moving because to see him and knowing, you know, that he now, correct me if I'm wrong, can he wear, like, his, like, uniform and stuff anymore?
I think there are a certain, like, certain dress that he can wear, but he can't wear other ones. Like, there are working royal uniforms, but, like, he can wear his, like, army.
Oh, like, he can.
His medals and things like that. Well, yeah.
Okay,
I think they're separate to him being a royal.
Okay, good. Because I was just like, that he's so passionate about this and this cause. And, like, just listening to him speak, like, he just is someone that, like, drives you crazy. But, like, you want to root for so badly. Like, you, like, knowing what he's gone through, knowing that he lost his mom, knowing that he went to war, like, saw casualties, like, everything. And, like, has just gone through all of this, like, you just, like, want him to win. And so it was so nice to see, like, something really, really positive, but not only positive, but, like, rooted in, like, something real.
Yes. And I think my hope for this, like, and this is, like, where I do get nervous again with just, like, internet discourse and how quick people are, like, sick 'em on people, is, like, I hope And it does look like from the trailer, I will also say, from like a production standpoint, you know, Harry's in there like a couple of times. He's like speaking to camera one time, but it really is grounded in the stories of the athletes. And so I hope that people make the conscious decision to like focus on those stories than focusing on the fact that like this is produced by Archwell or Harry is like in it for a brief moment and that sort of thing. Like I really, I really, really hope that it doesn't get like overshadowed, you know?
I hope so too, because these stories that these people, you know, this makes them feel so special and like they're whole and like it just, it's really so beautiful what he does. And I just like, oh God, I just wish that he like did more of this. Like, I don't know in what capacity.
I'm like, could we do a summer like, and winter Invictus Games?
Maybe? Yeah. Like, can it start being like the Olympics? Like, genuinely, I'm like, you know, or just, I don't know. I just feel like this is really, really where he does his best work.
100% agree. You can tell, again, from the stories, like, these games are truly life-changing or, like, make or break, giving them purpose, you know, reigniting purpose in these people's lives. And, like, even in the trailer, we see things. It's very real time. And this is what was so chilling to me is, like, you are seeing the impact of, like, the war in Ukraine over some of these athletes, which started, like, a year and a half ago. Like, it's just, it's... I don't know. I really loved this trailer and I loved how rooted it was in the athletes and in their emotion and feeling, which again, to your point, like this is where Harry can shine in the mental health conversation. Like this is where I want to know what impact his personal story has had on what he's done. Like that's what I want to see. Mm-hmm.
It's like much more tangible. Like it's so much easier for us to like sink our teeth into what he does when we are able to see something like this rather than like him just talk to Oprah on, you know, a Netflix special. Like that, I mean, that just feels like a little soapboxy, like preachy. And this feels like much more real. And I just, I love it. I love what he does. And I love that he focuses on like all veterans. You know, it's not just like UK veterans or like.
I know. And so this actually, we're really lucky. August 16th is today, right? August 16th. This is coming out on the 17th. The show will debut on August 30th on Netflix. So we don't have to wait that long. And I'm really looking forward to this one. Finally.
I know. I think it's going to be great. Also, he looked great.
I know.
Can I just say? He looked great. And, like, and also, I didn't see Megan in the trailer. I was gonna say,
definite strategic decision. That was a choice. Strategic decision because we all know she was in the little teaser for the actual games. We know she's going to be attending the games with him, but for the intention of the show, there is no Megan.
We might like see like a glimpse, I'm sure, at some point, like in the shadows. Do you remember when J-Lo did her Super Bowl documentary?
Of course.
But it came out like after her and A-Rod broke up.
Uh-huh.
And he was like scrubbed from this. Like you could see him sometimes like lurking in the back.
But that's like it.
It was like, so these editors funny.
Need to get to work, honey.
Yeah. And you know what? It came out great. I loved that documentary.
Me too.
I am such a sucker for a documentary. Like same.
Like a behind the scenes
oh my God.
Celeb documentary or docuseries. Like I will eat it.
Like, I'm not the biggest Selena Gomez girl, but, like, I loved hers.
Yeah. I watched Olivia Rodrigo. I was like, Rodrigo,
I'll defend her to the end.
Miss America. Mm-hmm. I know. How quick are we to flip after you watch a documentary?
No, like, it's so bad.
And then
bad.
You have a sense of empathy and, like, sadness for these celebrities as they go to bed with their millions of dollars in their mansion.
Yeah. I'm, like, watching Selena Gomez, like, complain about doing press tours. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm eating it up. It's, I love a documentary. I just watched the Rock Hudson documentary on HBO. Really, really good. Really well done.
Putting it on my weekend watch list.
It's like easy to consume, you know? Like it's, you don't have to. Well, then, you know, I did watch the Jake Paul documentary last week. I'm really? So embarrassed. Lex, I'm so embarrassed about it. Did I come away from that going, I love this person? No. But it was definitely like really wild because Tommy Fury is in it. From Long Island.
Yeah, because they fought. And so Jake Paul had a huge fight right before that went live on Netflix.
Yeah.
That same night. Mm-hmm. So Tommy's in it? Okay, well, now I'd watch it.
And his dad and his brother.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what came over me. I really just needed to see it. Laguna Beach, Kelly was tweeting about it, and I think like I was like, oh, I gotta watch.
You're influenced. You're influenced.
Hashtag influencer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Lex, are you ready to make it rain?
I am. And okay, I asked if we could do this as a subject because in my research for this week's episode, there was like a few things coming around and I was just getting a wee bit confused with what was going on. And I don't know, like, I don't have a full-fledged conspiracy. My conspiracy is like something is going on with William and Kate. And let me give you a few reasons why, okay? So this all, I kind of did like this backtrack. I saw this article saying Kate allegedly went to a music festival with Rose Chomley, okay? So it was understood, I know, that they went to this music festival and it's like a 24-hour music festival. And yes, Kate has been to some festivals in the past, but this was like back in 2008. So apparently they like snuck out. It was all good with security. And they went to this little music festival. Now, again, reading the articles and scrolling down, then I go back to June. And apparently Prince William is partying at this place, Club Coco, in Camden with his friends without Kate. And then, like, there's this other article talking about who are Princess Catherine's turnip toff party chums. So she goes to this music festival, Houghton Festival, with posh friends. And then they start talking about like Kate's party circuit friends. Now, mind you, this is comprised of men and women. And everyone is now speculating, is she getting back at William for him going to Club Coco? And I'm just so confused, and I just needed to like talk about it.
I am puzzled.
I know.
Befuddled.
I know.
Confused.
Yes.
The Middletons are partying like it's 1999.
Yes.
What's going on?
Because
that video of William on that balcony at Club Coco, like he was shaking his thing.
Yeah. Yeah. With the boys.
Do you think she went to this festival?
I mean, I...
Do you think she went with Rose?
I don't know. So that's the thing. I'm like, we all know that Rose's husband is now Charles's lord-in-waiting. So like, she is in it come hell or high water. I could see a world. I am aware that girlies exist where it's like this man... Again, Ariana, Tom, and Rachel. Instead of, you know, combating against one another, they unify and join forces and they give a big fuck you to the man in the club in the middle of June.
And you guys can't see her because this is an audio medium, but she just gave the double bird.
Yeah, sorry.
So,
but you know what I mean? Like, what if it's
100%.
What is that 100%. Movie? The Other Women, where they all come together? Mm-hmm. Like, what if it's just like Kate is like, him and I are done. Like, I am going to have my party posse. The pussy posse.
I'm obsessed with this party posse. Like
turnip toffs. Like it's so
turnip toffs. Like it just feels too random to be made up.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like it feels really, really, really random. But I also like can't see her. I can't see Kate Middleton, the Kate we know now.
Yes.
Going to a music festival. So I really don't know. It just feels weird.
And so here's the other thing that makes it even weirder, okay?
Okay.
Again, in my research. Like,
okay.
So yesterday was Princess Anne's hardest working woman in the royal family. It was her 73rd birthday. And People magazine wrote an article about like Kate wowing and dazzling on Anne's birthday because she like, you know, did something to honor her. And then we get an article in the New York Post talking about how Kate is the royal family's secret weapon. And, you know, she is imprinting and making her impact already as a future queen consort. And even Prince William looks up to her. And I'm just like, is this a world or is there a world? This would have been a good question for William last week. Is there a world where William and Kate's press communications are divided? And so while William's team is going hard on Kate the partier to, you know, compliment him out in the club in June, her team is going with like her as the backbone of the fucking royal family. Like, this is where I'm getting confused. And this is where my head is spinning.
Yeah, there's a lot of contradiction happening. Listen, he was doing shit out at Coco with his boys. Yeah. And I 100% believe that she is probably going out. Her kids are getting older. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, they're not like as mommy dependent as they were when they were like babies. And she's probably like, I need to get fucking drunk. I need to go get drunk. I need to smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And like the last few years for the royal family has just been tough. Like it's just been Meghan and Harry, Prince Philip dying, the queen dying, the king coming in, you know, Camilla doing her thing, the rose of it all. Like, I hope Kate went out and partied.
So do I. Really, really badly. Like, I hope she was just like in the grass, in the festival, some kind of incognito.
Sharing bracelets with other ravers. Just
like smoking cigs and having a beer. Mm-hmm. Like, that is my dream for her.
And good on everybody there not leaking photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which makes me feel like this didn't happen.
I mean, we'll never know.
She could have been like in a secret tent or something.
She could have been in a, you're right, like in like the VIP tent at a Taylor Swift concert.
Exactly. I will say, speaking of Taylor Swift, I can picture Kate and Princess Charlotte going to Taylor.
100%.
They will
They will definitely be there. Yeah. 100%, I agree. Yeah. You know Charlotte. Even George is like, mommy,
I'm going to Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, he's probably making friendship bracelets.
Totally.
Like, they got some beads up in, you know, Buckingham Palace.
I want to know what's going on. And then again, there's the other part of my brain that's like, oh, are they like going out to appear young and hip and cool? Like, I don't know. Again, are they trying to modernize the monarchy? But if that's the case, like, they should be going out together. So I think that's not true. I think my hunch is too far gone there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. But something is afoot.
Something is afoot. Something has always been afoot, you know. And I have to say, Lex, you and I have never been wrong.
We've never been wrong.
Not that I recall. Because you and I were both, for weeks, we're like, what's going on with Meghan and Harry? What's going on with Meghan and Harry? Something is going on. Something is going on. Sure enough, something was going on because we opened our eyes one morning and there were 7 covers with them on it.
I know. I can't wait to see what The Cut and every magazine writes about William and Kate next week after this podcast goes live.
It's always right when we turn off our microphone. Like, I swear to God. You know what? Someone probably from Archwell thought we recorded on Tuesdays. And it's like, we're not going to release that trailer yet.
Yeah.
They're not recording. And joke's on them. We are.
We gotcha. Well, we'll continue to follow that because I swear something is up. Well, Sam, it is time for our favorite game of Mail or Fail. One of these is a real headline from the Daily Mail or a similar publication, and the other has been completely made up by our producers. So will we spot the mail or will we fail? I know.
I've lost track of what our track record is. Okay. So now option number one, Kink of the Castle. Cops swoop on model's saucy Windsor Castle photo shoot. Option number two, You Gotta Get With My Friends, the Sussex and Beckham feud escalates into full-on friends war. It's option number two.
You think? See, I really want it to be option number one. So I'm going to say one if you're saying two.
Yeah, it's. I know it's number two. Watch me be wrong. I was wrong. How humiliating.
Oh.
As I just boasted about how right I was all the time. King of the Castle cop swoop on OnlyFans models. Saucy Windsor Castle photo shoot in a tiny bikini as she poses against historic turret. Thong wearing Isabel Berry said, quote, a lot of tourists were taking photos. So you decided to wear a thong next to a castle?
Oh, my God. Onlookers watched Isabel stripped down to a thong bikini and posed for saucy snaps outside of the castle. Okay. Jesus. This is a royal town, not Magaluf, resident Jane Rackman said. Magaluf is like a Jersey Shore where like young people go and get blitzed.
Oh, my God. Isabel said they gave me a telling off. They said I wasn't allowed on the grass and I had to cover up. Otherwise, they would arrest me, maybe for indecent exposure because it was a thong. Probably. Oh, my God.
What is the world coming to? Can I give you one more quote?
Yeah.
To close this out because this is where I'm done.
Yeah.
She says, I'm sorry if I've upset the king, but if my fans want it, I'll do it. And I bet Prince Andrew wouldn't have been complaining. Yeah. Yeah. And we're done.
We don't even invoke his name.
Like,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
I hate him.
This is a 33-year-old woman. Like, you know
better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's remind everyone. She's not 20. She's 33. That's like, oh my God. That's like me going up there.
Yeah.
With my ass out. Jeez. Wow. Can you imagine?
No. There's no world where you or I would ever do this. Titties out. Just shaking it for Charles.
Oh, my God. Ew. Camilla will kill her.
Oh, Camilla would be out there herself.
Yeah. It just, oh, my God. No. Well, Lex, to finish up this week, let's name our spotted dick for the episode. Who do you think has been a real steamed pudding this week?
I mean, I gotta go. Isabel Berry, this girl. Mm. The Prince Andrew comment. I'm done with you. That's it.
Done. Trash. I have one. And this is for the Lex Nico commenters that come for you. They're my spotted dick. Because what the fuck?
Insane.
Chill. Everyone needs to chill.
Mm-hmm.
That's my spotted dick for the episode.
I love
you all know
Thank
who you are.
Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. My Scorpio just like came out. Coming out. You know? Yeah. Also, really quick. Ice Cube has thoughts on Meghan and Harry.
Okay, I saw that. What did he say?
He said, because he's, okay, Ice Cube is visiting the UK to launch a 3-on-3 basketball league, the Big Three, which is set to debut in London this summer, okay? He told Good Morning Britain, I think when you're in the house, you can make more changes to the house than when you're outside of the house. Profound.
There you go. Profound. Thank you, Ice Cube.
Just thought I'd share that. Well, you guys, that's it for this week's episode of Crown Jewels. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.
We'll have new episodes every single Thursday, so be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss our next episode. Tell all of your royally obsessed friends and follow me at Lex Nico.
And you can follow me at Bravo Historian. And until next time,
may God save the bitch.
Betches.